It's the iHeartRadio Ultimate Pool Party. Featuring performances by...
Visit Florida sponsored the iHeartRadio Ultimate Pool Party in June for the second year in a row. It's a who's who of today's hottest music acts and was broadcast on the CW, a network with a lineup including Vampire Diaries and America's Next Top Model. And Florida wants the attention of their audience.
The iHeart really was a great way to engage socially with millennials about how exciting it is to experience Florida.
Visit Florida Chief Marketing Officer Paul Phipps says as tourism spending by baby boomers drops off, the state is focusing on starting a conversation, at least online, with the generation born between the early 80s and early 2010s. That conversation, he says, is focused on the nightlife and natural beauty the state has to offer.
And to some respects, millennials look at Florida as a place their grandparents go to retire, or it's where they went, you know, when they were 10 or 11 going to a theme park.
For the Ultimate Pool Party event, Visit Florida asked attendees to tweet using the hashtag LoveFL. Their tweets were broadcast in a scroll above the music stage that could also be seen on TV. The total reach for the marketer's message is estimated to be 73 million impressions or views. Visit Florida spokeswoman Lucy Spahn says that number is an improvement from the first year it sponsored the music fest.
With social media and the digital age, millennials have options. Not that they didn't, not that previous generations didn't, but they have options for travel, and we just want to make sure that Florida is on their radar and one of their options that they consider.
And while retweets don't necessarily translate into immediate tourism spending, Spahn says the real goal is to get young people thinking about Florida whenever they do get around to planning their vacation. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.